Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Happily Ever After and Everything in Between by Debbie Tung is a 2020 comic collection that focuses on the everyday reality of married life. Best known for her quiet, observational style, Tung uses short, self-contained strips to depict the relationship between an introvert and her extrovert husband. Drawing humor from ordinary moments rather than from a conventional plot, the book sits in the slice-of-life graphic nonfiction space and is designed less as a narrative arc than as a series of affectionate snapshots, shared routines, awkward adjustments, small misunderstandings, and domestic tenderness. Its purpose is simple but effective to turn familiar relationship experiences into gentle, readable comics that are easy to recognize and share. The result is a book that works both as a personal reflection on partnership and as a giftable, low-stakes read for couples or fans of understated humor. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, married life as a sequence of small, recognizable moments. The book is built from brief comics that capture fragments of daily married life, instead of telling one continuous story. That structure matters because it mirrors how relationships are actually experienced through repeated routines, minor negotiations, and tiny habits that become meaningful over time. Tung does not rely on dramatic conflict or major revelations. Instead, she shows how intimacy is formed in ordinary settings, such as staying home together, deciding what to do, handling chores, or sharing downtime. This makes the book effective as slice-of-life nonfiction, because the reader is invited to recognize patterns rather than follow a plot. The comics gain their weight from accumulation. One strip may seem simple on its own, but together they build a portrait of a relationship grounded in familiarity, comfort, and mutual adjustment. That episodic design also makes the book easy to read in short bursts, which fits its visual form and its reflective, low-pressure tone. Secondly, the introvert-extrovert pairing as the book's main source of humor and tension. A defining feature of the book is the contrast between Tung's introverted perspective and her husband's extroverted tendencies. This pairing creates the central comic logic of the collection, because many strips depend on the small frictions that arise when two people process the world differently. The humor is not based on ridicule or incompatibility, but on the practical negotiations that follow from temperament differences, how much social interaction feels comfortable, how much closeness is welcome, and how domestic space is shared. By keeping the tone affectionate, Tung avoids turning the contrast into a conflict narrative. Instead, she presents it as a realistic relationship dynamic that many couples will recognize in some form. This is one reason the book is broadly relatable, even though it grows out of her own marriage. The introvert-extrovert structure gives the comics both specificity and universality. It anchors the book in a clearly observed personal experience, while also providing a framework for readers to reflect on their own habits, boundaries, and compromises in partnership. Thirdly, affection shown through domestic compromise, not idealized romance. Rather than presenting marriage as a polished fantasy, the book emphasizes the practical side of love. Its most memorable material comes from small acts of accommodation, shared routines, and the kind of everyday care that is easy to overlook in more idealized relationship books. The comics suggest that affection is not only expressed through grand gestures, but also through patience, adjustment, and the ability to laugh at familiar annoyances. This is especially visible in moments involving household habits, social events, and the management of private space. The book treats these details seriously enough to make them meaningful, but lightly enough to keep the tone warm. That balance is central to its appeal. It offers a version of romance that is grounded in realism, where comfort and coexistence matter as much as excitement. For readers, this makes the collection useful as a cultural counterpoint to highly curated depictions of relationships. It frames love as something maintained through ordinary choices rather than as a permanent emotional high. Fourthly, a simple drawing style that supports clarity, warmth, and easy recognition. Tung's visual approach is intentionally understated, and that simplicity is part of the book's function. The drawings are clean, minimal, and easy to read, which suits comics built around brief observational jokes and emotional nuance. Because the artwork does not compete with the content, the reader can focus on expression, timing, and the small cues that carry each strip. This style also reinforces the book's cozy atmosphere. The visual restraint makes the scenes feel intimate rather than performative, which is important for a collection that depends on sincerity. At the same time, the simplicity can be interpreted as a limitation for readers who prefer more elaborate illustration or more visually varied storytelling. The art is memorable mostly through consistency and tone rather than spectacle. That consistency helps the book function as a comfort. Read its pages are approachable, low friction, and easy to revisit. In that sense, the art is not just decorative. It is part of the book's emotional design, shaping how the reader receives the humor and tenderness of the comics. Lastly, a giftable comic collection aimed at readers who want gentle, low-stakes relationship humor. The book is positioned very clearly as a readable, gift-friendly collection for couples and fans of relationship comics. Its tone, subject matter, and episodic form make it suitable for occasions such as weddings, anniversaries, and Valentine's Day, especially for readers who prefer softness over drama. This is an important part of its identity because it explains both its appeal and its limits. The collection works best for audiences who value relatability, warmth, and brief comic observation. Readers looking for a deeper study of marital conflict, psychological complexity, or narrative development may find it too light. But for its intended purpose, that lightness is a strength. It offers a reassuring portrait of companionship that does not demand emotional intensity from the reader. Compared with similar comics about relationships, its distinction lies in its quietness. It is less interested in building a joke punchline machine than in preserving the feeling of ordinary closeness. That makes it a distinct entry in the slice of life comic genre, especially for readers seeking a calm, affectionate portrayal of partnership. In conclusion, Happily Ever After and Everything in Between will appeal most to readers who enjoy slice of life comics, relationship humor, and understated autobiographical work. It is especially well suited to couples, introverts, and readers who appreciate books that find meaning in ordinary domestic habits rather than in dramatic events. The practical value of the collection lies in its recognition factor. It reflects the small negotiations, comfort rituals, and private oddities that shape long-term relationships. Intellectually, it offers a clear example of how comics can compress observation, timing, and emotion into a few panels without needing a larger plot. What makes it stand out in its category is its gentle specificity. Many relationship comics depend on exaggerated conflict or highly stylized cuteness, but Tung's book stays focused on quiet familiarity and mutual adjustment. That gives it a more lived-in feel, even when the humor is light. Readers who want a soothing, easy-to-return, to book with affection at its center will find it especially rewarding. If you would like to support Debbie Tung, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.